Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf. Using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
Good morning. It's Monday, November 29th, and for WVIK News, I'm Aryan Ballou. Despite an overall increase in case counts, students and staff will return to in-person classes today at Edison Junior High School in Rock Island. 3 weeks ago, the school switched to remote instruction only thanks to a coronavirus outbreak. For the week before Thanksgiving, for all public schools in Rock Island and Milan, 18 students tested positive and 304 were quarantined for symptoms, exposure, or positive test results. And two staff members tested positive with 7 quarantined. And a little-known program has been providing food, income assistance, or help with housing to Illinoisans quarantining due to COVID for the last 7 months. As Hannah Meisel reports, the program is made for a natural experiment in public health intervention.
Since April, hundreds of Illinoisans, some previously unemployed, have been trained as community health workers through Illinois' Pandemic Health Navigator program. And as of last week, those community health workers have fulfilled more than 25,000 needs of Illinois' most vulnerable residents as they quarantine due to a positive COVID test or exposure to the virus. Tracy Smith of the Illinois Public Health Association says the most common needs, like food and income assistance, aren't at all surprising, but underscore what public health professionals have known for decades.
Poverty and racism are linked to poor health outcomes, and we have to address that.
Smith says she hopes the program can become permanent, especially as more American Rescue Plan dollars become available. I'm Hannah Meisel.
The winter holidays are approaching, and that also means less than perfect road conditions could be on the way. Kevin Boucher says Illinois has updated its road conditions website.
If you browse to gettingaroundillinois.com, you'll see some new features to let you know what the roads are like before you head out. Trooper Josh Carando is with the Illinois State Police.
Always check that before you go on your trips, and that's going to give you the most up-to-date information that we have on the road conditions.
Operations Chief for District 9 in Carbondale is Rob Grafe, and he says when it comes to supplies of road salt, they're in great shape.
We kind of anticipate these kind of issues, so we budget for them. If we know something's coming, we try to get under that umbrella before it hits.
And if you're thinking of looking at your phone when driving at 60 miles an hour, Trooper Carando says in that 5 seconds, you have traveled the length of a football field. I'm Kevin Boucher.
The government bridge will be closed to vehicle traffic for the next 2 days. That's tomorrow and Wednesday from 8:30 a.m. until 2:30 in the afternoon. The closures will allow crews to fix a damaged traffic gate. And in sports, yesterday the Blackhawks lost to the San Jose Sharks 2-0. Tonight the Bulls host the Charlotte Hornets. Over the weekend, the Quad City Storm lost to the Peoria Rivermen, but beat the Vermilion County Bobcats 5-1. In the Quad Cities today, it's cloudy and then partly sunny, a high around 50 degrees, then clear to partly cloudy tonight with a low around 35. Partly sunny tomorrow, a high around 45 degrees, then mostly cloudy tomorrow night, a low around 30. Partly sunny on Wednesday, a high near 55 degrees. For WVIK News, I'm Aryan Ballou.